Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Hannah Feldman about her genuine Balmer experience, hon.
It was 12 years ago. I was 22 years old and living in Minnesota, and I was really, really depressed because Minnesota. And so I was like a year out of college trying to make it as a reporter, but I knew something was wrong and I didn't know how to fix it, but I knew I had to get out of town. And I picked Baltimore kind of at random. I just knew that I had grown up in Seattle. I had spent my summers in Alaska, and I'd spent the last 5 years in Minnesota, and Baltimore wasn't like any of those places. Which I was right. So I grabbed the $800 I had in my bank account, and I got my 10-year-old Tercel, and 3 days later I was in Baltimore. And I did have one professional contact here in town who was a gentleman who worked at the Evening Sun, which folded the day after I got to Baltimore. So I need to like start freelancing. I need to find a story and shop it around to editors and get myself noticed. So I don't know if you remember, but this is 1995 and the Clipper Mill building had just burned down earlier that year. And there were a lot of rumors at the time as to the circumstances involving that fire. And in my first week in town, I managed to hear one of these rumors. And I thought, okay, this is my story. So I just need to do some background research now. So I go down to the Enoch Pratt Library. And I go to the publications room. And I look up the Old Sun articles. But I can't find the Old City paper articles I want. So I go to the woman at the publications desk and say, I'm sorry, I can't find the back issues of the City paper. And she says, oh yeah, we don't have those here. We have those in the Merlin department. Yeah, you can see where this is heading. And I'm a little surprised by this name, so I repeat it back to her. I say, the Merlin department? She says, yeah, the Merlin department is over there. Well, I don't know, I'm new to town. I figure maybe, you know, it's a library, maybe they have a Camelot theme going on or, you know. Maybe Mr. Merlin was a very important man in Baltimore once upon a time. So I start going all over the library trying to find the Merlin department. And how many of you have actually been to the Enoch Pratt Library downtown? Yeah, yeah. It's a great library. It's freaking huge. And I go upstairs and downstairs and from one wing to the other, and I cannot find the Merlin department. And I'm getting really frustrated. I'm getting really tired. And it's been over half an hour. And I finally see this little tiny elevator behind some shelves. And I think, OK, maybe that's how you get there. So I push the button, and I wait, and I wait, and I wait. And finally, the door opens up, and I am confronted with an elevator full of what I instantly recognize to be very confused librarians. And they say, what are you doing here? And I say, I'm waiting for the elevator. They're like, yeah, but this is a staff elevator, and it's not even supposed to stop on this floor. And what are you doing here? And I say, I'm really sorry, but I've been looking all over. I know I have to find the back issues of the City paper. I know they're in the Merlin department. They told me they're in the Merlin department, and I've looked at a map, and I've looked all over this library, and I can't find the Merlin department. And if you can just tell me where it is, I swear I won't bother you anymore. And you know, I'm a pretty nerdy person, and I'm used to being made to feel like a total dork on a regular basis, but you have never felt uncool until you have been laughed at by an elevator full of librarians. So one of them finally stops laughing long enough to take pity on me, and she said, come on, come on, I'm gonna help you out. I get in the library, or in the elevator, and she asks me my backstory, and then we get out in sort of the back stacks area, and it's very dusty and dark, and we go through all of this, and we get out into a big public hallway again, and at the end of the hallway is a room, and above the room is a sign, and of course the sign says, the Maryland Department. And the librarian looks at me, and she points at the sign, and she says, this is the Merlin Department. Welcome to Balmer, hun. Thank you.
That was Hannah Feldman telling her Stoop story about encounters of the Maryland kind. You can hear her story and others at stoopstorytelling.com or on the Stoop podcast. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for sharing your morning with us. And thanks to everyone who made a choice to support WYPR. Have a great Maryland Day weekend, hun.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.